Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. What happened? I set up some music for you, and it didn't play. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Oh, I got a good one here. Let's see what this one is. Do you remember a girl who was running in Delaware? And her name was O'Donnell. And the communists went after her, hammer and tong, and so did Karl Rove. And she didn't get much support. And they found out that she tried to say she practiced witchcraft. And they smeared her with the witchcraft label. And then they found out that she had bounced a couple of checks, and they smeared her with the bad payer label, and that she was behind on her rent. Do you remember that? So instead they put in a guy who votes to burn the flag and votes to kill kids. And I can't remember her first name. But she got a raw deal. And that's what happens to women in the Republican Party. They all get a raw deal. We'll talk about that later. But I'm going to dedicate this song. I think her name was Christine O'Donnell. And I'm going to dedicate this song to Christine. And she's still trying. And if she comes your way, you should give her a little help.
She's a fool, and don't I know it. But a fool can have her charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a wink. Since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh on me, I'll sing to her, bring spring to her, and long the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Now that's a love song. That's done by a pro. And you see what he's got? He's got three ingredients: diction, presentation, and arrangement. He tells a story in 2 minutes. And what do you have today? I can't understand these guys that are rapping. They don't even sing, they rap. And they sound like they're sipping soup. It's terrible. But that's what I'm not here to bang rappers tonight. I'm just here to make you feel comfortable now that we're losing our country to communism. Don't say communism. It's a word you're not allowed. They're taking it out of the dictionary. Do you notice that the Democrats always compare whoever their enemies are to the Nazis? Have you ever noticed that? They never compare them to communists. You know why? Because they're communists. So they bring out Hitler, who died in 1945, and so did Nazism. Germany's doing pretty good today. And you want to know something? I'm guessing, but I'll bet you that the Germans have all their industry intact. They may not be overpowering in any one field, but they can do anything that they choose to do quickly. They're prepared in the event that war comes. I believe they've got industry just bubbling up. And what do we have? We have the EPA going around, shaking down factories and chasing them to China. And now, after all the factories in China, this a-hole government says, come back, we really love you. Come back and bring your profits back, because we want to tax them. And small business guys, I don't know how you do it today. I talked to a guy with a gas station today, and it's unbelievable. He was audited by the sales tax department. They gave him a figure, and he had to prove that wasn't the figure. You know what kind of figure they gave him? $188,000. They got to get paid. They got to get paid for the day. They got to justify the high spending in Albany. And so he went to a lawyer. He paid $8,000 for the lawyer, and they finally settled on $86,000. How's that? Isn't that great in America today? The guy walking in the door, he's from the government. You're screwed. You're already on the defensive. You know how bad it is? The fire department used to be great. Fire department, when they had to come in and inspect the building, they used to be fair. They say, hey, you know, you got this wrong, you got that wrong, I'm going to give you a warning. The next time I come in, if you have it taken care of, we got no problem. One day I had 10 firemen in my place. They couldn't find anything. And they went out. They said, nah, we don't see anything. Good luck. Take care of yourself. 5 minutes later, they're back in. They said, the lieutenant says, I got to find something. How's that? One day, I'm working in my store, and a guy comes in from India. And he flashes a badge. He's working for the city of New York. And he wants to see my New York State measuring stick, my New York State yardstick. So I said, well, I got a yardstick, because I used to have yardsticks that I was in the automotive business, and we used to give yardsticks out as gifts to good customers, and they had holes in them to hold 16 valves, because we used to do valve work. You don't know about that, because everything now is made in China. And the Chinese are raising the prices. This is going to get interesting. But I showed him my yardstick, and it was 36 inches. And he goes, no, that's not good enough. And when has a yardstick? It's 36 inches. It says it right on there. No, you got to have the New York State measuring stick. I says, what's the New York State measuring stick? Now, these yardsticks, I buy by the case. And they're good. They're solid wood. They were made in the USA, you know. It comes in a regular American box, you know, not those water cardboard boxes that you get with the Chinese goods. And it had an ad on it for my company, and guys loved them. And I think there was maybe 50 in a case, and they probably cost me $80. He goes, no, you've got to have the New York State measuring stick. You see, it's got brass ends, because the wood on the end of the stick could wear down and the customer wouldn't be getting a full 36 inches.
So I said, okay. So I get a fine, and now I got to buy the yardstick. Guess how much the yardstick was? $150. Oh, man, I could tell you stories and break your heart. If you're in business, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for all the farmers. I feel sorry for all the fishermen. And God knows who else. I mean, all of the steel workers and the iron workers, all those guys that were at 9/11, do you know you can't say USA, USA anymore? It's considered racist. Yeah, we're in trouble. Yeah, our hands are tied. We're facing the firing squad wall, and they won't even give you, there's no smoking allowed. And you're hearing about all of the bullets that the government's buying, right? The hollow point bullets, Social Security. I saw this about 3 months ago. I couldn't believe it. I said, well, this is just somebody just bulleting out something, you know? And now I hear everybody's talking about it. Social Security, the one I had seen, Social Security was buying 179,000 hollow point bullets. I says, oh, that's what's going to happen to the senior citizens. Yeah, I thought they would do it easy. I thought they would just cordon off Florida and gas everybody and call it saving Social Security. These people are bad news. They are communists. They think like communists. And here's a hint. If you're a Republican, you're in trouble. But if you want to fight the demo camos, and you want to at least break even, you got to start thinking that you're fighting communism, and that you're fighting communist tactics. And when you realize that you're fighting communist tactics, you'll gear up to match the offense, and then you've got a chance of winning. But if you think you're fighting a Democrat, you're crazy. Democrats went out with Harry Truman. And you know what Harry Truman said? When they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. So let me give you a few pointers on what's happening in America. Conscience is coming back to the misled. 4,700 kids a day murdered by the government killing machine. And you know the government pays a bounty per crushed head, $1,500. If you're performing the government service of child murder, you get paid $1,500 per crushed head. And we're killing the kids at a rate of 3 kids a minute in the United States. And the government, with our tax money, is killing kids. In Germany today, you can't kill a kid. Now, this is Germany. And you know what the reputation of the Germans are for mercy. And, of course, they've come a long way. And I admire the German people. I admire the Japanese people. And we're screwing the Japanese people right now. We're going to let China walk all over them, but the Japanese aren't going to let it happen. You're going to see Japanese aircraft carriers again, and you're going to see Japanese nukes. And you won't have to worry about how many nukes are in Pakistan when these guys start to gear up. Just before we can... Oh, well, let me see what I said here. In the USA, we kill them in the birth canal. In Germany, they can't kill them after 19 weeks in the womb. But we can kill them in the birth canal just before we can say born in the USA. 1,200,000 dead American kids a year are replaced. They're replaced. These figures are right on the money. Are replaced by 1,200,000 immigrants a year, and that doesn't count the illegals. Obama says we have to import smarter people because we have a shortage of smart kids. Can you imagine that? He wants to bring in foreigners to replace dumb Americans, yet he's telling you he needs more money for schools. For what? To make them dumber? So, Obama says we have to import smarter people because we have a shortage of smart kids. Planned Parenthood, a government chop shop like Little Auschwitz, executes 3,000 kids a day. The count is 4,700 kids a day are murdered in the United States. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 of them. And here's the stats on the 3,000.
1,200 are white babies, 1,100 are black babies. And if you figure that the blacks are 13% of the population, man, that's wholesale genocide. And then we also kill 700 Latino niños every day, including Valentine's Day. Yet God says, before you were born, I knew you. Did you know in heaven you can't be represented by a lawyer? And God help us all when he calls the first witness. Now here's sad news that alarmed me tonight. Missouri may be the first state to confiscate guns. Missouri Democrats are voting to confiscate, to seize guns. Missouri Democrats have to be purged from office. The home of great presidents and great battleships cannot be the first state to succumb to Obama communism. Harry Truman must be spinning at 9,600 RPMs. Missourians, don't be the first state to go communist. Let it be New York. We're used to lemonists around here. Don't become slaves like us under Andrew Mussolini Cuomo and Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the pea kiosk. Get that bumper sticker that shows never in Missouri. Yeah. Now, how do you know you're not brainwashed? That's another topic. If atheists had religion, they would not be killing people. If school kids had religion, they would get better marks. 80% of the country are Christians who believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament, e.g. Moses' Ten Commandments and all the prophets. You can recite the Our Father to a Muslim. I watched a special on business in Dubai, and it was hosted by an American woman, and there was about 300 Arabs in the audience, and she was wearing a head covering. Very nice lady, and she came out, and she said, I'd like to open up with a prayer, and she said the Our Father. Not one person got upset. And if you think about it, Our Father, who art in heaven, they all believe God's in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. They respect the name of God. They say they have 99 names. God has 99 names. There are 99 names for God. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. They all believe in paradise. Thy will be done. Inshallah is the Arab word. Give us this day our daily bread. Who doesn't need bread? And forgive us our trespasses. Well, maybe they don't. But you know what I'm saying. Give us our trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. And lead us not into temptation. That's why it's burqa time, girls. Get your burqas on. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Man, we got a lot of evil in this country. We got a lot of sick people. We have a lot of mental disease. Don't blame the guns, man. Don't blame the guns. It's not the guns. It's the people that are pulling the triggers. And if you check, most of them are atheists. You know, when was the last time you seen a bishop gun down somebody or a rabbi? Well, maybe a rabbi. Why would the nation allow communists and atheists to take their tax money and deny God's word in public school? Right? Taxation without representation is treason and grounds for revolution. Yep. Why would 80% of the nation allow communists and atheists to take their tax money and deny God's word in public school? Why is it called public school? Why can't it be called American school? In God we trust. Honor thy father and thy mother. The Ten Commandments should be read once a day in public school. Message to the Boy Scouts. Oh, crosses do work against bloodsuckers. Message to the Boy Scout. There is now a merit badge for kissing girls. The symbol is the straight arrow. I have a picture of a beautiful dog. He's a pointer, and he's I call him my communist sniffing dog. I call him McCarthy. And he's pointing, you know, how to point this point, one leg back, the tail straight out, and he's looking unmoved. And he's pointing to the communist, and it's a picture of Alan Combs. I said, look, he's pointing. Okay, let me break for two. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a voting survey that I did. Oh, did you hear about the fight between Bill and Hillary? We taped it.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff, I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me, you drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I owed you to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Yes, a little spat in the family. I'm going to give you a oil drillers a tune. And I just want to remind you that every time you hear Obama saying we're drilling more oil than we ever did before, that's like the doctor telling you that the 18-inch needle he's going to stick into your 8-inch arm is not going to hurt. He's lying. And, of course, you know, the Obama now has the title BBSIA. You know that, right? BBSIA. Best bullshitter in America.
Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we lived in a shack, black gold, and this girl loved me back, loved me more, more than black gold. I was caught in her web, just like the spider captures the fly, and I knew what is more I must leave her or die. Marina mine, set me free. From black gold, blowing wild, blowing
happened in Egypt this week. Women turned out for a demonstration on rights and demanding protection from being molested by the men, and the men raped them. And some of the girls, well, the girl that did the report, she was a virgin. And she was raped. She was handled by 50 guys. So they got a problem in Egypt. One of the problems they got is 52% unemployment. And let me tell you, that makes for a lot of jihadis working for a bowl of rice and the promise of paradise. I got this bulletin, and it's voting. They're trying to get a candidate for the Republican Party, so they put up some pictures and names. And so I just jotted down a little comment next to each one. And the first one on the top of the list is Mark Rubio, and I commented he will be destroyed. Next one was Governor Mitch Daniels, and I commented too Republican. The next one up was Paul Ryan,
And I commented, they treated him like a little boy. And the next one up was Chris Christie, and I commented, Democrat in elephant pants. And the next one was Bobby Jindal, and I put, loved in Louisiana. Next one is Governor Bob McDonald, and I put, a two Republican. Jim DeMint, he's too good, he must be destroyed. Next one was John Thune from South Dakota. He's a possible, because he's even-keeled, he's mild, you know. He looks like Bruce Wayne. The next one is Scott Walker. He won't make it. They got a vendetta against him. The next one is Jeb Bush, and I put next to that, forget about it. No more dynasties. And Mark Levin said the same thing tonight. No more dynasties. The next one is Government John Kasich. He's easy to beat up. He was the head of a committee that was in investigating Al-Qaeda supporters, and he called a British member of parliament, a Scotchman who was a known communist, and the guy ate Kasich's lunch. He couldn't talk. Kasich was dumbfounded. He doesn't have it. He's a nice guy, but he doesn't have it. And Senator Rob Portman, a two Republican. Then they have Senator Rick Santorum, and I put, he's too Catholic and he loves kids. He'll never get the vote. What a sad thing, right? What a sad thing, a nation of animals. Governor Susana Martinez, and I put next to her name, no one challenges Hillary. Besides, she doesn't have a daughter named after a train station. Then the question actually that brought me into the site was, is Sarah Palin a possible candidate? And I know what everybody's going to say, but just think about why you're saying it. You've been brainwashed. Feel behind your left ear. Do you feel a drain plug there? They come when you're asleep, and they drain you. The question was, is Sarah Palin a possible candidate? You betcha. La Parte de la Muerte spent every dollar to destroy Sarah. Now you think about this. The entire communist media used the Leventi Beria, Joseph Stalin, Saturday night communist tactic. Assassination by ridicule. That's one of their greatest tactics. They bring out John the Monkey Stewart. He makes a few snide comments. Everybody calls it comedy. And the candidate is destroyed. And John the Monkey, he had on his show Susan Rice, and he softened the blow. Yeah, John the Monkey, Mr. Comedy. He's on Communist Comedy Central. The number one most effective tool of the Communist Party is assassination by ridicule. The Nothing But Communist Network, that's NBC, used every Stepford comrade to absolutely destroy Sarah's image. It got so bad that the Catholic bashing system, the CBS, used David Lettucehead to call for the rape of Sarah's 12-year-old daughter by A-Rod during a seventh-inning stretch. Bill, PLO Dancer Marr, who gave out candy on 911, called her on porn TV, A, C, ends with a T, a four-letter word. If Bill ever called my wife that on TV, he would be eating straw through his ass for the rest of his short life. Don't forget that the gay guy who meeting Sarah's daughter in a bar called her mother a whore. How I wish that Todd Palin could take those three guys hunting on the North Slope just before the pass closes for the winter. It got so bad, the ridicule, that panty-waist Republicans were afraid to be seen with Sarah. But God is good. She picked up a few mil for her troubles. If decent Americans got, and then of course they criticized her for that, but nobody's talking about the $700 million Kerry made today when his stock was purchased by, what's his name? Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. I always give everybody a head. Yeah. It got so bad, panty waist free puppies were afraid to be seen with her. But God is good, and she picked up a few mil for her troubles. If decent Americans got behind Sarah and gave the communists tit for tat, Hillary Clinton's make-believe Benghazi blood clot would dissolve. Did you ever see so many rats jump off the Benghazi ship? The military took four hits, and there's two guys they're not talking about. There's two guys that are not talking about who took big hits for our country. And that is General Hamm, who was the commander of North Africa a unit in Stuttgart. And he had already started a rescue mission, and he was told to stand down. And he refused to stand down. He was continuing. And he got a phone call about 5 minutes later by his second-in-command telling him he's been relieved. Now, who made the phone call to relieve him? Obama didn't make any phone calls. Obama didn't take any. He didn't make any. Obama was MIA, missing in action, an AWOL, really, if you really want to call it what it is. So General Hamm was relieved of his command. And so was the admiral of the aircraft carrier Stennis, who was moving his task force into Libyan waters to help. And he was also relieved of his spirit of America. Obama was out of touch with reality in real time. All the media covered up on the betrayal and cowardice in the face of the enemy. Hillary is gone. Everybody's gone. The witnesses are gone. They covered this up faster than Bob Menendez's a teenage love affair. Sarah has to start back in Alaska and get a 90% Alaskan blessing. They got her in Alaska. They've burned her. They have been burning her since she stopped running for vice president. They want to make sure she never gets a leg up. They want to make sure she never gets back on her feet. They've knocked her down, and they're going to keep her down. You think about that. Why is she such a threat? And who is she a threat to? You know, there's an empty pedestal in the rotunda in Washington. It's reserved for the first woman president. And I pray to God and anybody's God that this woman never gets that job. I pray she misses it by one vote. Yeah. That they can't buy. Some poor guy that's probably got $8 in his pocket, he refuses to be bought. A man of pride and honor, like we used to have, all of us in America. Not anymore. The greatest generation is gone. Their spirit is gone. Very few people. I hear all the time real good Americans calling into the talk shows like Mark Levin's saying that they're outnumbered by the communists. And they feel so hopeless. Well, my mother used to say, every dog has his day. So keep your canines sharp. Who knows? You never can tell, because these people are so mad with power, they're going to overstep the boundary. They're going to cross that final protective line. And there's one thing that you never want to see, and that's an angry American, because when they get angry, they don't calm down too easy. They don't calm down at all. So when Obama is toying with making a son take his father's guns away, that ain't going to happen. And it's going to be a big split in this country. It's already split. The Democrats have got their side all lined up, and now they're waiting to pounce on the other side. They're waiting for the wind to be right. And I just hope when they pounce, they spear themselves. Yep, so did you see so many rats jump off the Benghazi ship? So Sarah has to go back. If she wants to run for president, she has to start all over again. She has to go back to Alaska, and she's got to get a 90% Alaskan blessing. And then she can roll out and crush the phantom of the Benghazi blood clot. Two guys made out like bandits with that cover-up. the attending physician and the x-ray technician. The rest of us, we just get sick notes. We only qualified for sick notes. But Hillary, I mean, she had a good excuse. Her dog ate the hard drive. Yeah, Sarah's going to have to climb Mount McKinley, but it can be done. It is prophesied in the book of Revelation that Hillary Clinton will lose her bid for the presidency. A beast will appear in the sky. She will have seven heads, and her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens. The Democamos have given Sarah enough ammunition to turn the tables on them. You need help, Sarah. Shine the tea kettle over Gotham, and I will come. www.mediacrapmatters.us and www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. I'm going to break for a tune, and then maybe we'll read from the good book, the Spirit of America Party book. Maybe I'll read you my party platform. Let's do a little Brazilian. We got to get some of that Latin American vote. Oh, let me see. I missed it. Where did I go? Bombacado I'm looking for. Bombacado, come on. Brazilian soft shoe. Here it is, Bombacado.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, canta o miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro pra cair se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra sambar, é debaixo da saia.
I ran across a couple of blogs tonight One was about Harry Belafonte's comment that all of the ghetto shootings are provoked by white men. And of course, all of the replies were all nasty. But Harry Belafonte, in my mind, is a communist. And I said that, you know, you never bite the hand that feeds you. And they'll to consider that a put down, you know. But this guy, he eats up to the shoulder, this guy. And the funny part about it is somebody said he should go back to the Caribbean. And I think I read somewhere many years ago that Harry is not from the Caribbean. And I also read and heard that he wasn't liked by the Jamaicans because he was ripping off their music. But Harry hates America, and Harry is like the African Bill Maher, and both him and Bill Maher have one regret, and that's that that John Wilkes Booth didn't get Mrs. Lincoln too. The other one is Sheila Jackson Lee. Yeah, so Harry's got communist friends. If you do research on Harry, you'll see he hangs around with a lot of pinkos. And Sheila Jackson Lee, if I'm not mistaken, and you got to check me on this, all you got to do is go to the Socialist, the Democratic Socialist Party, which is a communist organization. And they will list the members that they have in Congress, and there's 70 of them. That's what Alan West was talking about, and they suffocated. They muzzled him. The Muslims got him because he was too American. And he also mentioned there were 70 communists in the Congress. And I'm pretty sure that they list who their members are, and I'm pretty sure if you Google it, you go to the communist website, Democrat Socialist Party of America. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the website. And you will see Sheila Jackson Lee. And she was talking about slavery. I'm a slave, she says. Well, she's doing pretty good for a slave. And that's another website that you should go Google. You should type in Sheila Jackson Lee or anybody that you're interested in that works in Congress or the Senate and put in campaign contributions. And a record will come up of their campaign contributions, I think, for 2012. And there's I forget the name of the company that has the service, but if you just do the name of whoever you're looking at and campaign contributions, you'll find out, for example, that Chuck Schumer gets $20 million a year, and he gets it from real estate people, and he gets it from lawyers, and he gets it from Wall Street people. And the teenage lover boy, Menendez, why am I always a teenager in love? He has $18 million in champagne contributions. And he gets it, don't hold me to it, but I think he gets it from lawyers and he gets it from maybe Wall Street. No, real estate. He gets it from real estate people. So you can do it with anybody. That's all, you know, when they talk about, well, if this sequester doesn't get resolved, the Senate and the Congress won't be getting paid. What are they getting, $187,000 to $200,000 a year plus another million in benefits? They don't have to worry about it. They can live off their champagne contributions. Schumer got $20 million in champagne contributions, and he spent 19 of it. And he's got $9 million left. Did you do the math on that one? Yeah. I could just see it now. Oh, yes, we'll give out blotters. We'll give out blotters. And somebody put in a bill for $6 million. Man, we're suckers. We are fostering our own demise. So having said that, I'm going to read you the 45 goals of the Soviet Union from 1962. And I want you to know these are goals to break America, and they've reached every one of them. And I'm going to tell you something about the Greatest Generation. The Greatest Generation had weekends off with stores closed on Sunday. Dad worked was a one paycheck family. Mom was a professional mother, anywhere from 5 to 13 kids. They lived on $60 a week. They paid $37 a month rent, raised big families, went to church and sang the Star Spangled Banner or God Bless America. Kate Smith was their pinup girl. No matter where they came from, they were Americans first. They hated communism, and if you mocked their God, you got a facelift. They built this country and never tore it down. They won wars on 4 continents in 4 years, helped the defeated rebuild, and saved South Korea from communism at a terrible price. And when they came home, they built the greatest capitalist system known to men. Lawyers starved. Never did as many real estate deals from divorces. There were no divorces. Today we have elected millionaires and lawyers who make it impossible for free men to compete. Special interest groups buy legislation that hurts individuals. And tomorrow, the Germans may own the New York Stock Exchange. They were almost ready to buy it. State Department employees leak secrets to the communist and Islamic partnerships whose tools of religion are the Koran and an AK-47. While America is distracted by Girls Gone Wild and permanent spring break, our nation is slipping into quicksand. We will never recover from this mudslide because the tools of freedom have been removed. A handful of patriots are all that is left to guard the hut gates. The 45 goals of communism have all been reached. See for yourself. It's from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. My friends, since man threw the first rock and clubbed his first opponent, the weapons of war have changed, but wars do not stop, and the next war will be a nuclear war. You can, as sure as God made little green apples, and you better pray that it starts in the Middle East and it doesn't start in New York. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament, this is what Obama is doing to us now. He is stripping our ability to fight. He is stripping it to make us vulnerable to the Soviets. And this man, if his intentions are anti-American, or he thinks that he is going to get the Soviets to disarm because he's going to go first, he is going to be a dead president, killed by the Soviets. Permit a free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. There was a guy named Teddy Gleason. He was in charge of the Longshoremen's Union. In the 50s and 60s, he would not, and his union would not, unload any communist ship on the waterfront. And now we get deliveries from communist ships, right all the way to Walmart. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. We're doing that now, and we are doing it also with the Al-Qaeda. We're building mosques in Pakistan, and we're closing churches in the United States and dragging God out of the classroom. And you know what? Only to appease 4% of the population. 80% of the population is Christian. Why are we letting them do this to us? Why are we letting them take our tax money and use it against us and our God? Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Jimmy from Brooklyn says Henry Kissinger is a traitor. And when China and Nixon made the deal, I said, that's great. They'll be capitalists, and before you know it, they won't be thinking of war. But now I see that's wrong, because 17% that they report of their gross national product goes to building a war machine. They say it's 17%. It could be more like 30%. set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question. Well, Stalin was always afraid of an united Germany. Prolonged the conferences to ban atomic tests before the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Let me tell you about the Soviets and negotiation. No matter who they sat down with, we lost. Anytime you sat down with the Soviets and negotiated, we lost. You can go to the Paris peace talks. You can go to the Yalta conference. Anytime you sit down with the Soviets, they win, you lose. Soviets, communism, they love coalitions. They join coalitions in order to destroy them. Vietnam is a sad story. If you ever read the history of Vietnam and how we walked away from them, we are not the world's greatest friend, let me tell you. We sold out Taiwan for China, and we will sell out Israel for a peace for the Muslim Brotherhood. If I was an Israeli, I wouldn't be counting, and they don't, counting on the U.S. And as a matter of fact, they were talking about, Israel about 6 months ago was thinking about taking out their nuclear sites. They made an arrangement with Azerbaijan, which is on the other side of Iran, for their planes to land and refuel and come back home. And somebody in the State Department or in the Obama administration leaked that information to Iran. And Iran put pressure on the Azerbaijanis, and the Azerbaijanis pulled the welcome mat. So, if I was going to go to war with somebody, I definitely wouldn't tell this government. Set up East and West Germany, I said that. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests, I said that. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. You see now, the wall came down. Jimmy from Brooklyn says the wall came down, but the communism just made it easier for them to penetrate the United States. And they showed a split between the Soviets and the Chinese, but that was all smoke and mirrors. That was to get both of them to get aid from the United States. So we're being played. And like I say, when you sit down and negotiate with communists, there's only one term that the communist understands: unconditional surrender. That's the only one that America does best. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Well, they're now the Democrat Party. And you can't believe that. You'll find out. Do away with all loyalty oaths. There you go, the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Now China comes in through the computer. Capture one or both of the political parties in the USA. They've done that. They're in the Democrat Party. I call them Democamos. Use any party that votes to burn the flag and kill kids is a communist party. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. They're using our own laws to destroy us. Get control of the schools. This is real sad because there are young children in these schools that are already being brainwashed. I just read an article the other day. I'm trying to think of the university. They're having a sex education, and one of the, it's not a course, but part of it, they're going to present at this seminar, sex between men and little boys. That's great, isn't it? And they're talking, and it's going to be a program that they're going to take into the little schools for kids. Get control of the schools and use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. This was done in 1962. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. They're doing that. Gain control of all student newspapers. There are conservative kids that cannot speak up in school. They're afraid they're going to get a bad grade. A couple of years ago, I heard a kid call in to Sean Hannity, and he said, if I know that if I stand up and say what I really believe, the teacher's going to fail me. And you know what Sean told him? Don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. Say yes to everything he says and get your degree. So there you go. The will to fight is gone. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Infiltrate the press. They got the New York Times. They got Newsweek. They have the Washington Post. They have the Boston Globe. And that's the ones I know about. The Daily News is it's not too crisp. And once they take out Murdoch, that's the end of Fox, and that's the end of Murdoch's organization. Infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. It drives them nuts that Blog Talk, that conservative talk radio dominates the radio waves. It drives them nuts. They can't wait to shut it down. Continue discrediting. Oh, you know they got the motion picture industry. It is the shittiest industry I ever saw in my life. Foreign films will put the Hollywood to shame. It is really the saddest, mucked up motion picture industry I ever saw. TV, forget about it. CBS, NBC, PBS should be unfunded. PBS, I call it the perverted bestiality system. Yeah, once a year they do a tribute to the 50s, only to raise money. And then the next day you'll see a guy with a goat doing unnatural things. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. That's what I see in front of every public school. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. But when you speak up, they will shut you down. They will muzzle you. When you write something that's anti-communist, they will shut you down and muzzle you. And if you're a conservative in Hollywood, you can't get work. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion picture, radio, and TV. The worst kind of pornography that I see that really turns me off is a violence against women. They'll show a beautiful, sexy girl with her blouse open, and then they'll stab her 27 times. Now, some guy's sitting in the movie theater seeing that, and he's not 100% right upstairs. What's he going to do when he goes out? Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Look what they've done to the Girl Scouts, and look what they're about to do to the Boy Scouts. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. If you look at all of these Hollywood stars that blow their brains out, that OD, that jump off of bridges. A 22-year-old girl just took a dive the other day, beautiful, and she was upset with her friends, and she had attempted suicide once before, 22. This Adam Lanza, they never show you his current photo. They show you a baby picture, and they blame the gun. These people are all crazy. They turn to everybody but God. God, you have to begin your life with God and end your life with God. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools and on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. They did that already. They're doing it. They're taking the crosses off the military cemeteries.
I said a long time ago, they can't wait for the greatest generation to die so they can rewrite history. I see I've got 6 seconds left, so I'm going to be continued. I'm going to close with a tune. Let me see if I can give you a nice tune, something that will make you feel warm and mushy. It's terrible. Here we go. Coming Home with the Spinners.
Like that.